Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz told the military on Sunday to stop a charity boat carrying activists, including Sweden's Greta Thunberg, who are planning to defy an Israeli blockade and reach Gaza. Operated by the Pro-Palestinian Freedom Flotilla Coalition, FFC, the British-flagged Madeleine yacht set sail from Sicily on June 6 and is currently off the Egyptian coast, heading slowly towards the Gaza Strip, which is besieged by Israel. "I instructed the IDF to act so that the Madeleine does not reach Gaza," Katz said in a statement. To the anti-Semitic Greta and her Hamas propaganda-spouting friends, "I say clearly, you'd better turn back, because you will not reach Gaza." Climate activist Thunberg said she joined the Madeleine crew to challenge Israel's illegal siege and escalating war crimes in Gaza, and highlight the urgent need for humanitarian aid. She has rejected previous Israeli accusations of anti-Semitism. More than 54,000 Palestinians have died during the ongoing Israeli assault, according to Gaza health authorities, with much of the Palestinian territory reduced to rubble. The UN has warned that most of Gaza's 2.3 million population is at risk of famine. Katz said the blockade was essential to Israel's national security as it seeks to eliminate Hamas. "The state of Israel will not allow anyone to break the naval blockade on Gaza, whose primary purpose is to prevent the transfer of weapons to Hamas," he said. The Madeleine is carrying a symbolic quantity of aid, including rice and baby formula, the FFC has said. FFC press officer Haysha Wia said on Sunday the boat was currently some 160 nautical miles, 296 kilometers, from Gaza. "We are preparing for the possibility of interception," she said. Besides Thunberg, there are 11 other crew members aboard, including Rima Hassan, a French member of the European Parliament. Israeli media have reported that the military plans to intercept the yacht before it reaches Gaza and escort it to the Israeli port of Ashdod. The crew would then be deported. In 2010, Israeli commandos killed 10 people when they boarded a Turkish ship, the Mavi Marmara, that was leading a small flotilla towards Gaza.